Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. NBA trade deadline day today. We'll talk to Kane Pittman at 8:20. Sort of a free agent writer that came over here from Australia. And he picked the Bucks because he's a Bucks fan, but also Deli and Thon. So he's I'm going to write a ton of articles and make a ton of money. And then they both got traded. So
was it Pittman? Is that the reason why?
It might have been.
Was he a bad influence?
He could have been the
curse. On his fellow countrymen?
He could have been the curse. We'll talk to him at 8:20. 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Rod Beard from DetroitNews.com, try to figure out who Stanley Johnson is and what he's all about. Is Thon Maker dealt to Detroit? A couple of other trades going down last night. Harrison Barnes goes to the Kings now from Dallas. The Pelicans trading Markieff Morris away. Wayne Ellington going to the Suns from the Heat. He could get bought out, and then possibly maybe the Bucks could look into that. But one that was really interesting to obviously us is, well, Jabari Parker got dealt. Jabari Parker was in that Otto Porter trade, so he's on max contract. The Bulls are going to take that on, and they're going to send Bobby Portis and then the expiring contract of Jabari Parker. And really, this is not about the Wizards being excited to have Jabari Parker on the team. It's about acquiring an expiring contract. So the Jabari Parker situation, I mean, that he has fallen fast and he has fallen hard.
How about that? Jabari Parker, still young in his age, yet he's being traded because of expiring contract. I mean, that's where he is at his point of his career. And God, I mean, if he would have lived up to, and we've been down this road, but had he lived up to his, well, we thought he was coming out of Chicago and coming out of Duke, that guy could be a big part of this team. And he could have been a part of the Bulls as they try to rebuild down there. But, I mean, this won't be the last team he plays for Washington.
So a couple of trades going down yesterday, and you almost thought for a while last night, man, are they going to even trade anybody? Is anybody going to make any deals on the actual deadline day? Well, that's what we are here to project. And we're going to put some money on the line, Frames, if you're willing.
You bet.
Just $25 a guy?
We can do whatever you want.
$25 a
Sounds
guy.
Good.
You, me, and Ryan Horvat.
Horvat.
Producing the show. Horvy.
Horvy, you ready to put some cash on the line here?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, I don't know if you're a gambler or not, but I just, if you're willing to.
I dabble occasionally.
Don't want to pull your hair out to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, part of being on the show is you have to put up money.
Yeah, some people said, hey, you know what, we should get a gambling show on a radio station. And then our boss told them, well, Chuck and Bart, our morning show does it for 4 hours a day.
That's true. That's
and
true.
It's true that he said that. That's
he did.
That's not just a
he
joke.
Did. He told that to another person at our station. Said, hey, we should get one of those gambling shows on our show. They say, have you ever heard the morning show? Those guys, that's all they do.
We have one. All right, so we'll do some prop bets on the trade deadline. We'll put $25 a guy. Whoever wins takes the pot.
Yeah.
We'll get rolling. You and I think, are even, unless George Hill gets traded or something.
Yeah, and then we have, what was the trade that we, what was the other, oh, the Sixers. That thing is pending out there, too.
Okay.
Sixers winning a first-round playoff series, right? Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of a drama yesterday between you and I, but
I'm so glad that's over.
It is. I might have to spin it after that.
That's not really.
Imagine Lester loved it.
We settled that, and then Ryan Horvat will be making trades and bets with us for the first time. So welcome into this hellscape, Ryan. You will throw out the lines, the over-unders, and then we'll go around the horn and bet on them. We've got 11 props here to get through on what we think will happen from now until the deadline at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Horvat, take it away.
We'll start off locally. Number one, first question. Trades Bucks will make on the deadline, on deadline day today, over and under a half. So one trade over and under pretty much, Chuck.
I think they're going to make another move. God, I hope it's Mirotić. I hope that they they get Mirotić. They could use a guy like that, an expiring cut. I mean, he's making about $12, $13 million. That would be the move I would love them to make. But I think they're going to make one more move. I'll say over.
There's speculation that the Stanley Johnson move is going to lead to another move, and if the Bucks can clear Tony Snell off the books, they would try to do that. I think that they do have another move in them, in a trade. It's got to be a trade, not just like a buyout. Mm-hmm. So I will take the over on that as well. I'll take the over of a half. Horvat?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go over as well. I just feel like you bring Stanley Johnson over, somebody's losing minutes, right? It's not going to be Sterling. I think Tony Snell's the odd man out. So let's go over.
All right, so we all got over.
No, this
half
is working out real well.
Don't worry.
We'll get there.
Don't worry.
We'll get there. Horvat?
Number two, trades Lakers. The Lakers will make today. Over, under, 1.5. Chuck?
I think they'll make a move, but I'm going to say it's going to go under the 1.5. I think they'll make one move at least.
Okay. They already made one move yesterday. They made a move with the Pistons as well.
But we're talking today.
Right.
Okay.
So they made move yesterday, Reggie Bullock.
Yeah.
I think this is going to look like what happened with the Cavs last year, where the Cavs just wheeled and dealed and completely retooled their entire team. I was at Pato, actually, when that was going down. Last year's trade deadline, I was at Pato on my phone. I don't know why I went to Pato that day. Won't be there today. Horvat and I will be on Facebook Live from 1:30 to 2:15, breaking down the moves as they happen. I will take the over, Chuck. I'm going to take the over the 1.5 moves
okay
that the Lakers make today.
Okay.
So we're going to get a little different already.
Awesome.
Horvat?
Yeah, I'm going over, too. I get a kick out of people really believing that LeBron's cool with losing this year and rebuilding. Like, week two, he was there. He's like, all right, get me Tyson Chandler.
Yeah.
They're making some moves today.
Yeah. Then he decided to sit out and reevaluate the team as the assistant GM.
Well,
he might as well be sitting next to Magic Johnson in this dance.
You might as well. Number three, how many trades will be reported by Woj today? Between noon and 2 p.m. Central. So in that two-hour frame, how many trades will we have?
At trades that actually happen?
Yeah, over, under 5.5.
Oh, I say over.
Wow. Bart?
I'm going to take the over on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under, actually.
Yeah, any trade that's... Because I feel like any trade that's made is going to be first reported by Woj.
Well, yeah.
Even if he picks up Sham's report, too, right? Is that still okay?
Yeah, we'll count them as, like, one person.
Who?
Okay. The other guy...
He went
Shams
over to the Athletic.
Oh,
his
okay
protege.
Okay, but,
you know the story on Shams?
No, I don't even know who he is.
He's the other Woj.
Okay, to me, Woj, when he reports something, that's as good as gold.
So his protege was this guy who was like breaking trades at the age of 18. The Bulls wouldn't credential him.
Yeah.
He lived in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
The Bucks were so bad that they were taking any coverage possible. So he would drive up to Milwaukee, and that's where his first sort of experience writing for the NBA was.
Okay.
It's actually how I got a job here. Moving on. So
did you take the under?
Yeah, I went under.
Okay.
All right, number four. Question four. How many total players will be moved in the largest trade on deadline day? Over, under, 5.5 players in one deal. You could get a two-teamer, three-teamer, still counts. How many players?
Oh, total? That doesn't include draft picks, does it?
No picks. Players. Just players right now.
I'll take the under on that one. 5.5.
Ooh. Bart?
I'm going to take the over on 5.5 in one deal.
Okay.
I'm going to go over, especially if the Lakers make a deal.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get like three or four of those guys going over somewhere. But we'll get to that.
Okay.
Because the next question, number five, will the Pelicans trade Anthony Davis today?
Yes or no?
Yeah, I've already said no. I don't think that's happening.
I'm going to go with no.
That'll be a you know what? I think that will happen like in the summer when we're all into the baseball season and all that, and all of a sudden Anthony Davis and nowhere will get traded.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go no as well.
All right.
Number six, how many total number of trades will occur on deadline day by current playoff teams? So a team like the Bucks, obviously, Celtics, teams that as of today are in playoff contention.
Or one of the top eight teams?
Yeah.
So 16
well,
total.
Well, 16 teams, yeah.
Okay.
The over and under on that is?
6.5.
I'm going to go over on that one. I'm going to say over 6.5.
From now until the deadline.
So I'm going to say at least 7 of the 16 teams are going to make a trade. Yeah, I'll say that.
I'm going to go over as well on that one.
Yeah, you have to because guys are going to be looking to add shooters and bigs and all that fun stuff. Number 7, will the Celtics trade any of their future draft picks on deadline day? They got possibly 3 to 4 next year. And then another 3 to 4 the year after.
Yeah, they got 9 in the next 3 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think so. I think they'll make a trade today with involving the picks.
Bart.
All right. I'm going to go no on that one. I'm going to say the Celtics do what they always do, and they should make one.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're going to, and then they don't. So I'm going to say no for the Celtics.
I'm with you. I don't think the Celtics make a move today. A lot of people think like Gordon Hayward's going to get moved. I don't think it happens.
Okay.
Number eight, what will be the highest point per game average in 2018-19 for a player traded on deadline day? Over, under 8.5. So a player who gets traded today.
18.5.
Yep, 18.5 points. Pretty much asking if a superstar or a, you know, 19-20 point scorer gets traded today.
I'll say, boy, that's a good question.
I know.
I'll say under. I'm going to say under.
Under. Oh, God. So no big superstar?
No. No, I'm going to say, no, I switch that. I'm going to say over.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on
Yeah, I'm going to
say
the over.
I'm going under. I don't think it.
Really? So you, a bland day.
I feel a bland day. Yeah, okay. I do.
No blockbusters.
Me and Bart will be sitting around talking to ourselves for an hour.
Okay.
Number nine, how many future first-round picks will be traded on deadline day? So how many future first-rounders will be traded today? Over, under 2.5.
God, they throw around these conditional first-round picks like they're candy. I'll say over. Definitely 2.5.
I'm going to take the over on that
as
well.
Yeah, same here. Picks don't matter in the NBA.
No.
Number 10, how many players drafted in the first round will be traded on deadline day? So how many first-rounders will be traded today? First-round picks. Over, under 3.5.
I'll say easily over 3.5.
I'm going to take the over on that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Number 11, will a player with at least 2 All-Star appearances entering this season be traded today?
Which goes along the lines of a guy scoring 18 a game. I'll say yes. I'll say there'll be one guy traded.
I'll say yes on that.
I'll go no.
All right.
Okay. So you're saying the guy who's going to average over 18 points a game was never a 2-time All-Star?
Oh, I don't think there's an 18-point.
Oh, you said no to that.
Went no on that one, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list. I just don't see any big names getting moved today.
All right.
I can see, like, Lou Williams. So maybe he averaged 19 at one time or something like that. Tiebreaker question we got to get to, just in case. What will be the highest 2018-19 salary for a player traded on deadline day? We'll set that at $11 million. Anybody making over $11 million
in
a season?
I think over. I mean, when I look at the Bucks financial make up there, and you see George Hill making 19 from a contract view. It's like, really?
Yeah.
19 million?
That guy's the highest player. So let's do, what do you think the highest salary will be that's traded?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm going to say 18.
18 million?
18 million.
All right, I'm going to go 23 million.
There'll be some $18 million expiring contract that's a guy's not worth it, and he's just being, you know, shoveled
Jabari
off.
Jabari was 20 million, and he got dealt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go 22 million.
I'll say all 18, right. Okay.
And that'll be used as a tiebreaker if we tie. We will put those up, and you'll be able to look at those and play along with us, and then you can play along yourself, the NBA trade deadline props, and Ryan Horvath and I will be live on Facebook 1:30 to 2:15. You're welcome to crash that party, friend.
Are you guys going to be doing it from here? You're going to go to somebody's house? You're going to go to a bar? You're going to go to a park? A car?
Not a car.
Okay.
We're going to do it to keep up with the theme of the show. We're going to do it for
guys,
a hot tub.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I was going to say, if you guys are in a car doing it, that could look a little weird.
We're going to do it from a hot tub. Is that weirder?
Yeah. That's along the same lines as a car.
No, we're going to do it from the rule in radio is to always make things seem bigger than they are.
Okay.
We're going to do it from the brand new 105.7 FM, The Fan, Facebook Studios.
Okay.
AKA the conference room, but we're going to do it from the 105.7 FM, The Fan, Facebook Live Studios.
Okay.
So that's where we will be today.
All right.
We need to get that sponsor.
Yeah.
Usually, I mean, I take a nap in the afternoon, but on trade deadline day, I'm usually, because you can't stay off of Twitter and your phone because you're just monitoring this stuff. But, God, man, it was a late night at the Bucks game last night. I'm dragging ass a little bit today.
I don't know if there's a way for us to be on video here and then for you to be on video in another location and sync those together. But if you'd like to call in.
Conference call it?
I can put you on speaker. And we can have your thoughts as well.
You know, if the Bucks make a move, I'll do that.
All right. If the Bucks make a move,
you can put me on speaker.
You can watch Facebook Live to hear Chuck on speaker.
We can't do split screen?
I don't know. I know we can on Instagram, but we got to sign you up for an Instagram account.
Oh, God.
Which
that's one more social media account I don't need.
We can Skype. You got a Skype at home?
I got a Skype. You got a Skype?
You know, I have this GoToMeeting.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like that?
I don't know. I'd have to. I did a fantasy baseball draft that I had to with my buddies, and it was brutal.
I had to do a GoToMeeting with the Associated Press one time, and we had to use that. It's just, but everybody who was on it was mass confusion. But I have it. I have the app. I have it downloaded. But one way or the other, if the Bucks make a move, I can join you guys on the phone.
Maybe. Well, we agree if they make a move, it'll be a tiny move, right?
Yeah. Yeah, nothing blocked. But would you say Mirotić, that's about an average move, I would say.
That'd be a good move. But when Horvat was doing the postgame show last night, he did the Pick and Save postgame show, half the calls were like on Middleton, right?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to talk NBA trade deadline, and per usual, everybody wanted to talk about Chris Middleton. 40% disappointed, 60% are just like, leave Chris Middleton alone. But a lot of calls on Middleton.
Did you throw that out there? Just disappointed, not disappointed, or just...
No, I actually wanted to... My main question was, are you rooting for Thon Maker in his future? Because everybody was so worked up about Thon and how great of a guy he is. I'm like, okay, well, do you want him to pan out and average 18 points per game after you trade him, become a Bucks killer? And everybody's like, well, I don't like him that much.
Oh, he's dead to us now, isn't he?
All of a sudden, the Chris Middleton topic takes off. It takes off every single night, though. Guys are just like, I don't want to pay Chris Middleton $30 million.
Two-hour postgame, man. That's outstanding.
It was a long one last night. That's a lot of Chris Middleton
stuff,
talk. A lot of people don't want to give him the money that he deserves.
Best team in the NBA, man. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, where you can get the Bart's Breakfast Bonanza for just $6.99. 3 eggs, 4 pancakes, 4 slices of bacon, and the crispy hash browns. It is available for a limited time. I had somebody DM me last night, slid right into my Twitter DMs and said, hey, how long is this breakfast available for? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's available that long. I would try to get there within the next couple of weekends, but I'm not sure how long it's available for. So, don't plan on getting it in March, let's say, or to plan on getting it in April. If you're looking for this breakfast, I would try to get it as soon as I possibly could. I would, you know what I would do? I would go every single day, 3 times a day. Is what I would do. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, 3 eggs, 4 pancakes, 4 slices of bacon, and the crispy hash browns, all for just $6.99. Check that out at your local Perkins, anywhere in southeastern Wisconsin. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Bryant and Stratton College Athletics Studios. We'll talk some Badgers. Ben Wergel, 7:35. Some more Bucks with Kane Pittman, 8:20.
The Australian guy.
Yeah, he's the Australian guy. He's making some waves. So are you going to be able to get over his accent? We don't really talk to foreigners a lot on
this
show.
Yeah, well, I mean, get over his accent in what way? Are we going to be able to understand him?
Well, you know how Milwaukee is about people that aren't from here, and now this guy's got a thick Australian accent.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I told Pittman last night at the game, no swearing. I told him no swearing. We have our hand on the dump button, but no swearing. No four-letter bombs on the show.
Half the listeners that call into this show end up swearing on the airwaves.
Yeah, so said you might be able to do that in Australia, but you can't do that on my stomping grounds.
Can they?
I don't know. I said you might be able to.
I bet you
we'll ask
them. Have you ever been to like Europe or anything?
No. Does Canada count? It's as close as Europe I've been. I've been to Winnipeg. That wasn't even a joke. Winnipeg, I've been to Toronto. No. No, have you?
I've been to Germany.
Okay. You know what I hate about that? I would hate about the long flights. I really do. Anything longer than 4 hours, God. Like, if I had to go to Japan or if I had to go to Germany or England, the Packers are playing over there, I'd be like, oh, boy. God, I do not want to do a 12-hour flight. I did one time. It was from Milwaukee to Honolulu. It was from Chicago to Honolulu, 8-hour flight, and that was just exhausting.
Yeah, that's about what it is. I was Detroit to Germany, 8 hours. But then when you get there and you, like, turn on TV at 8 o'clock at night, I mean, you can't understand them, so whether they're swearing or not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can watch an 8 o'clock, like, everybody's naked.
Oh, really?
Like, imagine turning on Big Bang Theory and then the chick walks in without a shirt on.
So you can be naked on TV over there?
Yeah. You can just be naked.
There's no censorship.
They show, like, porn on regular channels.
Wow.
And you can just sit back and have a pretzel and watch porn.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, how come that hasn't been, you know, God, we're so far behind in that stuff here. Gambling, porn, I mean, what's the deal?
I know. In America, we're going the other way. We're getting more sensitive.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. It's worse. Well, I thought, but also TV's opening up. I told you this before. You might see, I hear more swearing and more referring to sex on TV than ever.
Yeah, I would say okay, that might be true.
You know, I mean, as far as naked bodies, you don't see that happening ever.
We were getting real close as a country to accepting porn on normal primetime TV, but I think we missed that opportunity. I think that we're going the other way.
Do you remember the first time you saw a movie where they had swearing in it, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they said that on the movie? I mean, I was like 10 or 11, and I saw like Smokey and the Bandit, and swearing up a storm was Jackie Gleason. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize they could do this in movies.
Do you remember the first time you saw naked people on TV?
Yeah, the movie Porky's.
Oh. Mine was Channel 76. It was scrambled. And sometimes the screen would tilt just enough where you could see it.
Like, was it like an HBO scrambled?
It was Playboy Channel.
Oh, wow.
Which we didn't get, but you could still turn to it.
Okay.
Over the air, and it would still, like, when the bodies would move.
Okay.
Because it had, like, the lines going through it.
But you wouldn't hear any volume.
Nope.
You would just see the scramble. And once in a while, it would turn out just perfect.
Yeah, and so as a 13-year-old, you had to use your imagination. Oh. And sometimes you got a real nice treat.
Man. Yeah, today, unfortunately, nothing scrambled anymore. You either get it or you don't.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. John and Franklin.
Hi, John.
John, you want to talk porn or bucks?
Well, I got to tell you, you guys are just hitting your stride, man. It, you know, whatever comes up goes, and you guys make it entertaining. I'm loving it.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks, John.
And what else I'm loving is I'm loving my Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, so just another porn is not an option with John. Okay.
No porn.
All right. All right, John, what's up with the Bucks?
I didn't say there wasn't. I'm just not going to comment it.
I see. Okay.
You know, another fun night at the fun electric night at the Fiserv. You know, the team is just rocking. It just comes so easy to them, and then they kind of go to sleep for a while. And then who's going to come off the bench and be the spark? And there was a combination of Ersan yesterday brought a nice charge in, and then somebody we don't talk about too much. And you know, when we talk about bringing in Anthony Davis and trading our whole starting lineup, we need to really give some thought to these things, because I'll tell you what, Eric Bledsoe put the team on his back for about 2 or 3 minutes there, and that little comeback that they had going on, that just came to a screeching halt. I mean, he was all over the place, stealing the ball, dunking the ball, putbacks on the rim, free throw missed up and jam. Are you kidding me? Just took over.
I'm glad you brought that up.
The stick back off the missed free throw?
Giannis should get an assist for that, don't you think?
Oh, well, I mean, he timed it. Well, you know, Giannis is going to miss one here and there, even more than here and there.
You know, and Giannis, I mean, you just can't say enough about the kid. I just love this guy. And I know earlier this morning, you guys, you're worried about, you know, possibly the team, you know, going out early. And we need to stop worrying and just enjoy what you're seeing. I understand that there's a chance one of these other teams could give us a significant challenge. I'm not blind to that. But just enjoy this ride. I mean, I've been watching this team still, you know, since just after Jabbar. I've never seen anything like this. This team, it's just unbelievable, and let's just enjoy this. And as far as Vaughn, I just don't understand it. And I'll tell you what, if I was him, and I know they got to play good cop bad cop, but why not just a closed door conversation with Horace or with coach, and just put it out there that, man, you know, I really want to play. Is this half season? It's not even a half a season. Why not enjoy this ride? You don't know who's going to get injured. You know, maybe the Kristen Wood thing coming up, maybe that, you know, put him off. But, I mean, seriously, why do what he did in the media? It was so un-Milwaukee, so un-this team. I just don't understand it, but enjoy your career over there, because, I mean, it's your fault you weren't playing, because you did not realize the potential that we saw for you, Vaughn.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't because of a lack of work with Thon. Thon was working, you know, his ass off trying to get better. He just never did. And if he was better, Bud would have put him in. There was no, like, personality conflict or anything like that. If Bud thought that Thonmaker could help him, Thon would have been playing more.
And the Bucks won't see Detroit at all the rest of the season. Remember, they played him like 17 times in the month of December, so they won't see him at all the rest of the season. 799-1250, Mike is in Franklin. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
What up? Hey, man, you might remember back in the day when the WWE pay-per-views were scrambled. That's what I used to watch. You know, back in the day, Stone Cold, Mankind, JR calling like the big, being thrown off the cage.
That's right. The volume can still come through, couldn't it? But the video was scrambled.
Yeah, exactly. You caught like bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Especially if there was like a big move like a Rock Bottom or
yeah.
a Cold Stunner or whatever.
Yeah.
Them were the days. But not to get too much into that, I just don't want the Bucks to make any more moves. I think they're, honestly, very much set at every single position. If we can make the Meritage deal, sweet. I just don't see it happening. Happy for Thon. You know, he never really became what people thought he was going to be, like Giannis, the light version, I guess. But I don't know, man. It's just they're doing very well, very, very well. Why make another move when, you know, you have the best record in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, the Stanley Johnson is just absolutely brutal offensively. And for a team that scores points, I don't know how Stanley fits in offensively because we don't want that guy shooting at all. I mean, you look at his numbers, they're just god-awful. And, you know, I mean, he could D it up a little bit, but his three-point shooting and his regular shooting percentage from the field is just pathetic, man. So I don't know if I want that guy touching the basketball on the offensive end.
No, that's what we want to talk to Rod Beard about at 9 o'clock because the book on him is he's terrible.
God.
Offensively.
I don't remember him being that bad at Arizona when he played college ball there. But, geez, his career, he was like the eighth pick. And I thought he was going to be a pretty good NBA player, but man, they're basically trading their guy who didn't work out for our guy who didn't work out.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. A couple of guys that were drafted high and now they didn't work out, so they got swapped. I was so excited when Thon got drafted. I was so excited. I was excited for the, but I was excited that they took another like risky move because I thought if the Bucks are ever going to have to win a title, you're going to have to. You can't just win a title, you know, being mediocre. You have to draft guys that might be project. You have to draft high risk, high reward guys when you're a team like the Bucks that are in a small market. And it worked out for Giannis. And I didn't think that Thon would ever, you know, be Giannis, but I thought he could be a pretty dominant player. And so far, I'm wrong.
Yeah. When the Bucks drafted Tito Horford, who's Al's dad, they thought they had big expectations. When I see Thon, I was thinking the same thing with when they had Tito Horford back in the day. Just a guy who had never panned out, had a lot of athletic ability, big seven-footer, and could do a few things on the court, but just, you know, it was always one thing or another. And not that it's the same thing with Thon, but just Thon, the common thing is that neither one lived up their potential. And maybe it still might for Thon. He just maybe needs another place to go and get some playing time, but wasn't it happening here?
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The guys over at Hyundai West Dallas, they're excited about this team. They are big sports fans over there. They are big Milwaukee basketball fans. So you've already got something in common with these guys. And let me give you the recommendation because in the car dealership world, it is all about, I do think, trust. You got to find a place that you can trust. Sparky, our dear friend from the Big Show, needed an oil change last week, so he took it to just one of those drive-in, drive-out shops where you don't know the people there. You don't know if they're qualified. You don't know what they're trying. They always try to upsell you. They don't know what they're doing sometimes. So he went there and got the oil change, and then they said, hey, you need a new battery. And he said, okay, I guess. Or, you know, they're always like, oh, you need a new this. I'm just here for an, you need, okay. So I got a new battery, and they didn't know what battery to put in his car. They put in a battery that didn't work for his car, and then his car died again. So he had another problem on his hands. What did he do? He went to where he should have went in the first place, Hyundai West Dallas. They took care of him very well. The car's running again nice and smoothly. I've got some stuff I need to get done. Oil change for sure. I am going there today. Hyundai West Dallas, just off Highway 100, and Arthur right in between Lincoln and National. These are guys that love your favorite team, so you've got that connection already. Let me be the one to push you there and recommend you, whether you need a vehicle, whether someone in your family's looking for a vehicle, whether you just need some service work done. I trust these guys, Dan, Anthony, Mike, the whole crew, Roger, everybody over there. Check them out online, HyundaiWestDallas.com, and just off Highway 100 and Arthur, just 15 minutes away if you're in Waukesha or Milwaukee or wherever. Go see them for all your car needs. It is well worth the 15-minute drive. It's Chuck and Winkler. Not only are the Bucks winning some games. The Badgers, what is it for them? Is it 7 in a row? Did I see that right?
6 in a row, I believe it is.
6 in a row?
No, maybe it's 7 in a row.
Either way, they're cruising, and they win last night in Minnesota. Ben Wergel, BadgerNation.com, BadgersInsider.com. We'll talk to him next.
Yeah, there was a particular group of students in their student section that was chirping the whole game, so I just let them know that I thanked them for their time here. You know, I haven't lost here, so they make me feel at home, and I really enjoy the atmosphere here.
Ethan Happ last night. Badgers get the victory, 56-51, saying adieu to the Minnesota fan base as they go up to the barn. The Badgers do win their 6th straight. Joining us from BadgersInsider.com, it's Ben Wergel, Badger. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Benny.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Benny, Bart and I have had a little conflict yesterday in the show. What conflict?
But I was going to bring that up.
Go ahead. No, you want to set it up, go ahead. You and I got a difference of opinion about conference championships.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Chuck, when he does his updates, keeps saying like, and I don't want to critique his sports updates because they are award-winning.
Yeah.
He was the 2017 Sports Update of the Year.
Yes,
Chuck
in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't want to critique him, but he's always like, the Badgers, you know, win. They're now one game back in the Big Ten. Or, you know, I see people like tweeting over the weekend, you got to root for Purdue to beat Michigan State because then the Badgers will gain. And I'm just thinking, when it's these sort of power conferences, who cares if you win the big, like the Badgers obviously would rather win the Big Ten conference regular season than not, but really, I just don't think it matters. My writer is Chuck still hanging on to the 80s.
Oh, I think it matters. I certainly think it does. I mean,
so you're both
it means
wrong.
More to the mid-major conferences, because if you win your regular season, you're guaranteed to play somewhere in the postseason.
Right.
You know, for power conference schools, there's a lot of them that have the goals set on the ultimate prize. I think those are more goals like at Duke and Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, that they're always striving for the national championship. And that's still a goal at Wisconsin. Wisconsin has been very close here in the last handful of years. But the step that you want to take is you want to play your best in the non-conference season to get ready for the Big Ten. And you want to play your best in the Big Ten to get ready for the postseason, first the Big Ten tournament, then the NCAA tournament. That this winning the regular season in the Big Ten is still a goal on their list. And now that it's 20 conference games, it's a tremendous grind. The Big Ten is as good top to bottom as it's been in my 15-plus years covering it. Some of the results here over the last several weeks kind of justify that, with Illinois knocking up Michigan State at home. And that's just one example of many, that it still is a badge of honor, I think, to walk away as the Big Ten regular season champion. Does it guarantee you anything in the postseason? No, of course not. But it's still a championship, and it still means a lot to these guys to be able to get to that point. And that's kind of where we're at this point now. Wisconsin has won 6 in a row. They're playing very good basketball. Will it be enough here for them to overcome some of those early season Big Ten struggles, where you lose at home to Minnesota, you lose at home to Purdue, you give away a game at Maryland? I mean, that's been it for Wisconsin. They're 3 losses, and they're playing with a ton of momentum now that you almost need to go into Michigan this Saturday and win to kind of give yourself a realistic chance at walking away with a share of this title here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, like I said, you know, they're in a third-place tie in the Big Ten right now. You might say, well, geez, third place, who cares? But it's going to help their seeding. I mean, when you got one of the best conferences, or maybe arguably the best conference in college basketball, the Big Ten, man, the higher you finish in the conference, the better your seed is going to be. And we all know the better the seed is in the NCAA tournament, not the easier road it is, but I mean, let's face it, probably it is.
Yeah, the key is not to look at what your ranking is from the coaches poll or the AP poll.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking at this new NEPT ranking that the NCAA came out with this year. It's replacing the RPI in terms of seeding that takes into account the teams you play, where you play them, and a whole bunch of other factors. And Wisconsin's 12th in the NEPT rankings, and that hasn't been updated through the 5th. So it's a couple days old now, and Wisconsin just got a really good road win yesterday. And road wins count a little bit more in the metrics. So Wisconsin could be, you know, lurking just outside the top 10 here. Well, they are lurking outside the top 10. They could be within the top 10 here by this weekend. And this stretch here, we talked about it previously, is very, very challenging for Wisconsin. Also is going to define their season, where they had a road game at Nebraska, home against Maryland, at Minnesota, and then the two Michigan schools back-to-back. Now, Michigan State is reeling now with a couple of really bizarre losses. I mean, you lose at Purdue, fine, that's one thing, but then you lose at home to Indiana, which they lost seven straight, and then you lose at Illinois, which is just not a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
So not only Michigan State doesn't look as invincible as they were. And Michigan, you've already beaten Michigan once, and you did it at home, and you did it with your defense. And that's been the one thing on this winning streak that's been consistent for Wisconsin. The Badgers were not a good shooting team last night. You know, just 34.5% from the field, 6 of 22 from three-point range. They missed six free throws, but they only committed six turnovers. They did not commit a foul in the first half, and they held Minnesota to a season low 51 points, and I think Minnesota was 1 of 13 from three-point range. That defense really started in the second half against Maryland, and their performance against Michigan a couple weeks ago at the Kohl Center when they knocked off a previously unbeaten team was probably their best defensive performance to that point this year, and it's even gotten better here over the last couple weeks. So Saturday's going to be very, very interesting to kind of be a good barometer of how much Wisconsin has grown and where they need to go if they want to really make really get a high seed in the NCAA tournament and win the Big Ten, which is one of their goals.
Here's what I get tired of defending with the Wisconsin Badgers. They win a game last night, 56-51, at Minnesota. I was at the Bucks game. I didn't see the game, but it sounds like the game was a tractor pull. You know, you're laying out some of those stats there. But I get tired of defending. Oh, geez. Somebody will look at Wisconsin and say, 56-51. God, that's the top 25 team or that's a top 15 team. You know, because they get a lot of ugly wins or they'll have wins like last night. But that, see, that doesn't matter to me. A win is a win. Whether you win at like 56-51 or 75-55, a win like that, a gritty win like that counts in my books.
No, that's the opposite of what you're saying earlier about the Bucks.
How?
I said they won 148-129. A win's a win. Who cares if they gave up 129 points?
I didn't say I was pissed off about it. I said the players were pissed off about it.
Oh.
I said the players were not happy they gave up 128 points. The players were. I would rather be bad offensively than defensively, because defensively, your defense should be there every night.
Well, it could be worse. You know, it could be a 13-3 Super Bowl or a 47-24 game like this on the ACC last week. And, you know, the game was entertaining to me. Maybe it's because I'm used to this brand of Wisconsin basketball to a degree. You know, there's some exceptions to it. The Final Four year, they were tremendously athletic and put up some gaudy point totals. But, you know, Wisconsin has been very dominant here over the last couple of weeks, and they've been entertaining games. I mean, the game against Maryland on Friday was incredibly entertaining, and Wisconsin won by 8 in game play in the 60s. This game was ugly from a shooting perspective, but still had a lot of drama to it. I mean, it was very close throughout the second half. Each team kind of went on their little spurts. I think no team led by more than 10, but then that was Wisconsin in the second half. They led wire to wire, but Minnesota was right there the whole time, and you have to give Wisconsin a lot of credit for their defense because that helped them when they were so poor in the first half. But they shoot under 30% in the first half. They missed a lot of really easy shots around the rim, but yet they were leading by 3 because of all those things I mentioned earlier, the ball security, the lack of fouls. And you watch a guy like Ethan Happ play, and you just have to just appreciate the run of big men that Wisconsin has had over the last several years. You know, you have Happ, you have Frank Kaminsky, it's so many other guys I can name before him. And then you look, and then Nate Reavers is coming down the pipe. And Nate Reavers, playing his first collegiate game in his home state, goes up for 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 blocks. And you know that, man, they're just going to get another good post player in behind Happ. It's just an impressive run that Wisconsin's been on. And really, and Gard even mentioned this last night, the turnaround for this program really started at the tail end of last year when they knocked off Purdue, which I think was 6 at the time at the Kohl Center. Such a lost season for Wisconsin. Nothing was going right. Then they knocked off Purdue, and Gard said that was the best defensive effort he's seen in his tenure at Wisconsin. And that's kind of when the switch flipped, and they really have gotten back to their fundamental defensive roots since that point. And for the most part this year, they've played very good defense. A couple slip-ups here and there, giving up 84 to Purdue. But this is the identity of Wisconsin. And even though Wisconsin has maybe had some of their best seasons when they're playing their best offense, they always have that defensive pillar in their back pocket. And that's why I think the Badgers, no matter who's on their roster, will always be a team that can be competitive, because when you play that way, you have a chance to neutralize teams that are better than you.
Ben Wergel, appreciate it. BadgersInsider.com. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
Ben Wergel joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at TheBadgerNation. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. That's Great Midwest Bank. 60 seconds, Chuck, before I want to put together the two things that don't intersect very well at all. You and pop culture.
Oh, perfect.
So just hang on 60 seconds. Do want to remind you guys that Valentine's Day is a week from today. Check out berries.com for a really great package that you can put together for your loved one. Berries and flowers. This has been my Valentine's gift for years now. I would often struggle the day of. I'm at a convenience store trying to find, is there something here that makes sense? Is there a bear or something that look? And then, you keep the tag on because you're so rushed, and then she sees that you spent $5 on a bear, and she knows you got it the morning of. Don't do that. Plan ahead. You still got plenty of time. 1 week away, so make sure you get your orders in at berries.com, where you can get 100% guaranteed fresh berries, fresh strawberries to your house, dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolate goodness. Very tasty. Sometimes I order a little extra just for myself, or I try to sneak a few and make her think she ate it. They are delicious. They're covered with the nuts or the sprinkles or the swizzles. And again, always 100% guarantee on the freshness. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. These berry packages start at just $19.99 plus the shipping and handling. But if you order now, you can make Valentine's Day extra special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in the code Winkler at checkout. So go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in Winkler at checkout, and order today. Again, Valentine's Day is a week from today, so make sure you are prepared. Now, Chuck Freeman and pop culture, two things that don't intersect very well.
No, never. I mean, I kind of left Pulp. I almost said Pulp Fiction. I almost left Pulp Culture. Probably left it in 1986.
Pop Culture.
Pop Culture in 1986. Well, no, that might even 84. I'll say 84. Pop Culture and me. I can't even say it right. Pop Culture and me got a divorce.
Okay.
There we go.
So,
Ace.
I've got the celebrity rosters for the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game.
Oh, no.
And I want to see how many guys you can name.
All right. Okay.
All right. For the home team.
Okay.
Chris Daughtry. You got to tell me what these people are.
Okay. Is he the singer for Daughtry?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I tell you how I know that?
Because it's common and easy and everyone knows?
No. I met him at the Final Four in 2014. In Dallas, when the Badgers play, I was sitting right next to him.
Oh, wow.
Because he was singing the national anthem.
Did you guys hang out?
No, we just talked a little college basketball a little bit, yeah.
Let me see if there's some other ones you may or may not know. How about J.B. Smoove?
Oh, now you're losing me. I would say he's a rapper?
No.
Okay.
He is an actor and a comedian.
Okay.
He was in some episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Curb Your Enthusiasm is?
I have heard of the show. I have heard it. Don't know what it's about.
Who's the star in it?
Oh, I don't know.
That'd be Larry David.
Yeah. I know who he is.
What channel's it on?
How would I know?
That'd be HBO.
No. Don't have HBO. I cut that out of my system after I got rid of The Sopranos.
Can you tell me who Dr. Oz is?
Yes. He's, didn't he do a health show with another guy?
He got his start on Oprah.
Yeah.
But he's got a show called The Dr. Oz Show.
I thought he did the show Dr. Oz and another good-looking guy. That guy?
No, you're thinking of the guy from Loveline with Adam Carolla. And
okay,
Dr.
that's
Drew.
Okay, wrong show.
You're thinking of Dr. Drew.
Okay. Wrong guy. I've seen the TV show Oz. Okay, got the two doctors mixed up. Dr. Ruth, I know who that is. Oh, man, I'm failing.
How about Bo Reinhardt is on one of these rosters?
Oh, yeah, had me a Bo Rye in. Bo Reinhardt. Is that a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
I know Bo Derek is.
Bo Reinhardt is the vocalist in the band Need to Breathe.
Okay.
How about Bad Bunny? Do you know who Bad Bunny is?
Yeah, she worked at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva back in 1983.
He's a recording artist.
Oh, it's a he.
Hasan Minhaj.
Wow, that's, I don't know.
He was on The Daily Show and now has his own Netflix show called The Patriot Act.
Okay.
How about Ray Allen?
The Bucks Ray Allen? The Celtics Ray Allen? The Sonics Ray Allen? And the debate is next, should Ray's jersey be retired?
How about Mark Lazary?
Oh, yes. Yes, Mark Lazary. Know him. Yes, Bucks owner. All right. Two Bucks connections in this game.
All right, so you know a couple. How about, who's one more? Stephanie Dolson.
Well, I thought you were going to say Stephanie Sutton. Then I would have said yes. Stephanie Dolson. No. Old school name. The name Stephanie. I mean, you don't see Stephanie's under the age of 30 anymore. Or 40, maybe.
Sure you do.
You do?
Steph, yeah.
I don't know any Stephs under the age of 40.
I know a Steph that's like 25.
Oh, okay. Named after her mom?
No.
Oh.
She's the Chicago Sky Center.
Okay.
Do you know what the Chicago Sky
yes,
is?
Yes, yeah, WNBA.
All right.
My buddy Les Grobstein used to be their play-by-play guy.
So you did okay.
God,
Chuck
and who Winkler. Are these people?
We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. More on the NBA trade deadline. We'll talk some Bucks with Kane Pittman, 820. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.